previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Here we are at Father's Fast Lane Friday on a Friday, hopefully to get you to the swing of things and into the swing of the weekend.
All right, we've been mentioning all morning that we are out at number 150 Cape Road Clinic, a new facility, modern digital medical health facility with a whole new level of experience. It is definitely the future of healthcare. And this morning we are joined by Managing Director Julian Brits, as well as the head doctor Renee Lamont. Gentlemen, thank you so much for having us here. It has been fantastic. I can only imagine what coming here as a patient would be like. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having us. It's great to have you guys here.
So, MetaHealth is the holding company for MetaClinic as well as for Nurse2U. How exactly was the MetaClinic established, Julian?
So, we started Nurse2U during COVID and obviously realized there was a massive gap in the market for COVID testing. And as we developed the business, we realized there were more gaps in the medical market. And we knew that we had to evolve the business as COVID would start slowing down. And that gave birth to our idea for MetaHealth. To a medical conference in Germany, where we discovered a lot of new technology, digital platforms, and we decided to create a company around that.
So earlier, Lee and I, you took us through the facility here in Cape Road at MetaClinic. Do you mind? It's obviously an innovative medical facility, but do you mind just sharing with the listeners exactly how it works when you arrive here? Lee and I had a bit of that experience when we went through earlier this morning.
Yeah, so basically, if you come and see the clinic, you'll see it's completely unique and different to any type of doctor's room or clinic that you've been into before. We've got exceptionally high quality finishes. We've thought of everything from the patient's perspective. When you arrive, you'll actually be greeted by a concierge who will take you through the whole process and flow. All technology based. You'll book on your phone through an app. You'll arrive at the clinic. Concierge will lead you through where the iPad will automatically. You'll receive a one-time PIN to check in, where you will put in what your symptoms are. After that, you'll flow through to the screening room, where we will use the nurses will use the devices that we've brought back from Germany to capture your vitals, feed that through to the app, which will in turn feed back through to the doctor's portal, which is your next port of call. Doctor's portal to doctor's room, and all of that information is brought up on a big screen and is then analyzed by the doctor for an inclusive doctor-patient consultation.
So before we do get to the doctor, just a comment really from me. I mean, one would think that with all the modern technology and the innovativeness that's going on, that it would be quite clinical. But what stood out to me is really the personalized kind of interactive approach. And you did mention that, you know, you guys were looking at things from a patient's perspective. And as a patient and as a mom, I can certainly say that is definitely a standout, feature for me. We went into Dr. Renee Lamont's room. And there we were, enormous screen. Dr. Lamont, won't you take us through what happens, you know, once patients then have gone through the screening and they eventually come and interact with you?
The idea here is that we stream our patient flow, but that also that we increase time spent with the doctor. As a GP, it takes a little bit of time getting to know your patient and vice versa for the patient to get to know the doctor. So once the patient arrives in my room, we'll have a screen up with all their information, their vitals, but as well as their demographics. And there'll be information from the technology given to me to see, you know, if he came in, for example, with a sore throat or tonsillitis or anything. And I can show the patient, listen, this is what's going on, and this is exactly where the infection is, or, you know, wherever that would be. And the patient then can see what's actually going on, because usually what happens is the doctor looks in the throat and tells you what's wrong, yeah. And you have no idea. I've got a visual reference, and the patient can ask questions and ask, what's that? Yeah. You know, where are we going?
Yeah. I was about to say, there's this massive touchscreen screen in your room, and the patient can see everything that was processed prior, and they can see everything on the screen. As you said, they can ask questions about that as well.
Yes.
And I'd imagine you can get a printout for yourself as well as to your diagnosis, what happened, so you can kind of like remember what the doctor said. Often when I get
100%, yeah.
If
I can just tie in with that. That one, you'll actually receive a report through to your app.
Yeah.
So this is the whole point of what we're trying to do with including the patients. You will always have your medical information on your app. Our reports will always feed through. So you can look at your phone at home, you can see what your diagnosis was, what medication you're on. So we're trying to create these profiles and also to lead into preventative medicine by creating this baseline of diagnostic vitals of each patient and monitoring those as time goes on.
So it really is almost, it's a health partnership between yourself as
massively,
the patient and
that's a
and
very
the
good way of yes. describing it.
I really yes. love that. So it's this inclusive decision-making process. You are, you know, involved in your own health plan.
Exactly.
Yes, that's, you know, I mean, just to mention there, when the patient comes in, it's always, we want to establish a baseline of health. Yeah. And then we want to determine goals for this specific patient because each of our goals differ. And we can then plot a trend as to where we want to go. And we can have visual representation now.
And everything is saved on a server, a national database. So wherever you go at a meta clinic, they can pull that information off that server, I'd imagine.
Exactly. So obviously, meta clinic is still new, but we have plans for branching out. Yeah. We already have our second and third sites mapped out. But not only could you access that information at any meta clinic, but you will always have that information on your phone. So if you happen to be in a city or a town where there's no meta clinic, you can open up your phone and you can show the doctor that that it's tending to you. You can show him that information and he can read through and have all of that information available to him.
So, Julian, while it's not an ER or trauma unit, it is, in fact, a one-stop shop. I saw a dentist is going to be here soon. X-ray rooms, radiology is coming, there's sports medicine that's going to be taken care of you, and some aesthetics as well. So it's simple, it's practical, it's streamlined, and it's next level. Let's talk costs. Is it going to cost me an arm and a leg?
Well, so in line with all of the medical aid schemes. So it's all based on medical aid pricing, so definitely not. The clinic looks like it would cost you more because we've gone for a really high-class look.
Yeah.
And as you said, we've moved away from that hard clinical feel to a more inviting, homely feel to put patients at ease when they come in already stressful situations.
Fantastic. So we love that standard fee structure. You're speaking my language right there. That's fantastic. So you guys are on screenings. We've been printing it all morning until 10 p.m. this evening. What are your operating hours, in fact?
Our operating hours will be from 6 a.m. in the morning till 10 p.m. at night, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So we're here for you guys. We're trying to fill that gap that's been missing in PE for so long for people who have problems with their health, specifically after hours.
And you're going to have two resident doctors and a couple of locum doctors as well.
That's correct.
Awesome.
Also, the room, there's some coffee on site as well for people coming through today, so they can take advantage of that. Guys, thanks so much. Unless there's any final words from your side?
No, just come on down to Meta Clinic Cape Road and experience the future of healthcare.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Julian and Renee. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Algoa FM Breakfast.
Breakfast done right.